Baruch Hashem, we started this week Parsha Shmois. The Pasuk says, Vayokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. A new king that did not know Yosef. Rashi explains, well, he did not know Yosef. Everyone knew Yosef. It's in the books of history of Mitzrayim. Also, atzmoi ke'ilu lo yoda. He pretended that he didn't know. And the question is, I heard this from Rabbi Baruch Finkel. He pretended that he didn't know. He knew Yosef, and he did not want the Makir Toiv to Yosef. He has to pretend that he didn't know. So he said two things, and I want both messages to go through. First, he said, "Akos HaToiv is so deep. Even a goy, Paroi is a bad, he's cruel, he's sadist." Chazal say he shechted kids and he would rinse in the blood. Terrible. But HaKoras HaToiv is something that even an animal has to have. Even an animal is Makir Toiv. So we have a Tviyah and Melech Mitzrayim. Where is your HaKoras HaToiv to Yosef? You're a sadist. You're a criminal. But where is your HaKoras HaToiv? We see when Yosef, he sends his gabet to run after the achim, and they find the gavia. He tells them, "Lomo shilamtem ro'tachas toivo." Yosef was so nice to you. How you stole from him? You stole from the king. You deserve to die. Why you paid bad instead of toivo? We see what is a chiyuv akoras toiv. We see how much you have to be makir toiv. But I heard a deeper thing. What is kofui toivo? Someone that is not makir toiv is called kofui toivo. Kofu toivo is miloshen kofo olof kli. You cover it. A human being cannot be not makir toivo. It's the nature and the teva of a human being. The way a person is not makir toivo is only one way. He pretends that it never happened. Melech Mitzrayim, if he would remember what Yosef did, he cannot do that to Klal Yisrael. He makes himself like he forgot history. He rewritten history. No shaychus to Yosef. A lot of times a person has a fight in his family. So instead of, he's embarrassed, his wife is so good, she did so much good things to him. He right away, only the bad things flowed. But she didn't do this and that day and that, then my parents and her sister. And why? Because he cannot makir toiv. So the bad flows, that he will see the bad. A person doesn't want to help. He learned by someone. He has a Rebbe. But his Rebbe needs help. So he has a selective memory. We learned, he only says his kindergarten. He only says his cheder. He only says his yeshiva. He will not mention his Rebbe. Because if he remembers his Rebbe, and he knows that he owes his Rebbe, he will makir toiv. Because no one could be not makir toiv. He has selective memory. Selective memory. Melech Mitzrayim, if he would remember Yosef, he would have to do it. Also, atzmoi kemisha einer makir. But the Klei Yokel says a different pshat. He says if he would remember Yosef's story, he will never start up with Klal Yisrael. Yosef had a dream that he has to be the king of Mitzrayim. The brothers wanted to kill him. But it went the opposite. He came to Mitzrayim and he became the king. Because what Hashem wants, it happens. If Melech Mitzrayim will understand that Hashem runs the world, he will not try to kill the Yidden. He tried to kill the Yidden because he did not remember the story of Yosef. I just want to finish with one beautiful vote of the Maharal. It says in the Pasuk that Paroi tells the Miyaldos HaIvriyos, Kol HaBen HaYiloida Yoiro Tashlichu V'chol HaBas Techayun. Perek Aleph Pasuk Chof Beis. Rashi brings down, Yoim Shanoilad Moshe Omru Etztagnine. The Etztagnine of Paroi told Paroi, Hayoim Noilad HaMoshia. Today he was born. Einanu Yoidi. We're not sure if he's a Mitzri or a Yid. But we see that Soifo Ililko Yisal HaMayim, he's going to be Loike and the Mayim. לפיכוך גוזר אויסו היום, that day, כל הבן האלוהי, even the מצרים. שנאמר כל הבן האלוהי, ולא נאמר האלוהי לעברי. רש"י פינישס, והם לא יודעים שסופר ללקויס על מימרים. So first we see the Ashgacha. Paroi says to kill everyone. So everyone, he wants to kill all the people. Yocheved throws him to the water. Bas Paroi takes him. He grows up. If it would be no gzeire to throw to the water, he will be growing by the yidden. Who will feed him? Who will take care of him? Paroi made a gzeire. He was taken to Paroi's house. Paroi protected him the whole time. How a person thinks to do bad, but in the end, good comes out. But I want to share with you a beautiful Maharal, a beautiful Maharal. The Maharal says that Tzignani Paroi come to Paroi, they say, listen, we look, we see today he's born. We can't see clear if he's a Yid or a Mitzri, but we see that he's like Elamayim. Well, they could see everything. Well, the picture was not clear if he's a Jew or a Goy. But they see that today, they see what is happening to him, but the face is not clear. He says, beautiful. If you take care of someone else's kids, keilu yoldoi. If you take care of a yeshiva, keilu yoldoi. If you megadel a yosam, keilu yoldoi. Paroi raised Moshe. So from one hand, he was Jewish, Moshe Rabbeinu. From one hand, he was raised by Paroi. So Paroi is the father. So they said, we see a conflict. We see a kid, he was born today, he's like Elamayim, but it's not clear, Jew or Goy, the father is a Yid, the father is a Goy. That is the reason Paroi said to throw everyone to the water. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos and Hatzlocha.